Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid.
Welcome, welcome. We're so glad you stopped by to come and have some fun with us. Go grab a drink, lock up the kids, sit down and enjoy. We have new episodes coming out every Wednesday, so favourite, like, follow, subscribe, and don't forget to share with all your writer and reader friends. Go do all the things. Right, let's do this.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you are there.
I am more or less here.
Hello, everybody.
My apologies. My audio is lipoop.
Your audio is a little bit poop.
It is the poop. It's le poop.
Le poop.
It's le poop.
Le poop. Okay, well,
yeah.
What are we talking about?
Right. We were talking about decisions and options.
Yeah, and I'm just
was the big
out my thing. Tracker thing before I forget, because I was just like, oh wait, yeah, I have to do the thing. Oh my god, I'll do the thing. Okay. What are we doing? I'm opening my Remarkable so I can make notes, because I know I'll need to make notes. What are we doing?
Oh nice. I suppose like, wait, what did we talk about? I don't know.
Yeah. Oops, let me turn
my microphone
so I'm not talking to his asshole. Here we go. Tap to restart. Oh, okay. My Remarkable has updated and okay.
That's cool.
Hopefully they got rid of all the stuff they added last time. Anyway.
Roll that shit back.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they made it less neurodivergent, basically, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And made it more, awful. They added stuff. And I was like, no, I like the simplicity. Take it away.
Put it back.
Put it back.
Sometimes upgrades are not.
Right? Yeah. This was definitely not.
Quite often, honestly, they're not.
Exactly. Well, yeah. No, that's true. Good point. My brain went transitional. And I'm like, is that an upgrade? Well, really, it's a cross grade.
Well, is that a real back?
It's not through removal, like through somewhat. Okay, my brain needs to think about that.
You have caught yourself in its own trap.
Right, yeah. I'm going to put that one aside. So what are we doing?
Smart. Well, speaking of, we were going to look at transmedia and yep. options
yes.
and the terrible M word that you don't like, marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how that feeds into like options and stuff.
It's okay. We'll just need to give a new word and I'll be fine with it. I don't know. Release notes. Oh my god, just let me get into my thing. A Zoom with a what? Oh my god, no, don't fuck with the Zoom even more. Oh my god, what are you guys doing? Just let me
Make
me hyperventilate. Okay, Google Docs index page. I'll just that one. Okay, I have a page. All right. So yes, transmedia.
Transmedia. Yes.
Transmedia. For those that don't like know what that is. So I did. I don't know if you remember when I did the subject, actually. So one of my media and communication subjects was around transmedia. Mm-hmm. And I did my transmedia project on initially all for the game. And then I realized that I'd used all for the game for my first assignment and it specifically said not to use the same thing. So I had to redo the whole fucking thing. I literally did the entire assignment for all for the game. And then at the like a few days before it, I was like, dude, so I've done this. Like, can I just like not? And he's like, well, look, if you could do something else, it'd be a lot better. I'm like, fine. So then I went and did a Webtoons comic called Crushed 3D, and I redid my assignment with that. So what I had so much fun. It was like one of my favorites, like up there with the major project, like was a really cool thing. So what transmedia is basically taking something like, you know, one of our books as an example and putting it on different platforms. But it's not just like in the strictest sense, transmedia is not simply like book to novel. It's not book to novel. It's not like the, you know, adapting from like, you know, here's the book and now let's just do the book as a movie. It's not that strict adaptation. It is much more about telling a different story that's very standalone, but that's all related. So things like, no, I don't want to use Turf Burgers as an example, so I'm not going to.
I have a good example.
Yes, go. As long as it's not
the it's not Turf Burger. No, the Critical Role crew.
Yes.
Releasing
yes.
Like graphic novels and novels, which are prequels.
Yes.
Of stuff that, like, you know, we didn't see in the game. This was stuff that happened to the characters before the game even started.
Yeah.
But it all feeds into it and
it's all the same
part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a perfect example. It's like, because I was going to use the example of Star Wars, which is another great one, because you've got the movies, you've got books, but you've got books that are in between the movies. So you've then got all the add-on stories that have been created around it. You've got the cartoons and what, like Clone Wars and all of that, which were all, you know, additional things, and it was all filling in story within the same world, and stories from different character point of views, like Rogue One and things like that. So all of that, you know, but then you've also got merchandise. You've got a game. So Treading Water, when I did the podcast for that. So in this, it's much more adaptation, but I changed enough of it, with the actual story that, like, actually, no. Okay. If I wanted to do strictly transmedia with that, the book would actually start from when he went to college, and that episode of the podcast would just be what it is, which is everything up to that point. That would be, you know, a great transmedia example anyway, as well. Yeah. But yeah, so what we're looking at doing is, I don't think we're just going to look at transmedia in the strictest sense. We're going to look at transmedia and adaptation. But we wanted to kind of look at, I guess, what we could do to, I guess, expand our worlds within that transmedia kind of framework, so that we're not doing more work. It's just like, because you guys know how much behind the scenes stuff, like how much
stuff
we have that we're like, this won't be in the book, but blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Chunks right there are fucking fantastic to take into a transmedia kind of existence.
Exactly. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like full novels worth of stuff. Like, you know, just like stories.
Yeah. And that's one of the things I'm thinking about doing. Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking about
Just an exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I really liked your suggestion on webtoons.
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of, like, you know, different creative impulses with the ADHD.
Yep.
Yeah. you know, and like, I literally have a whole massive, like, comic book sequence in my head of a scene that is never going to be in the Chaos Divide books, but it happened, and I have, like, literally I can see what the panels are.
Yeah.
But I could never draw it. I never had the ability to draw it previously.
But then we found AI.
But AI to the rescue.
And as long as
it's a tool that I need.
Yeah, as long as you put it in there that the artwork is done by AI.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if I could afford to pay someone, fuck yeah, I would. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Position right now, you got to start somewhere, right? And I wouldn't want to take anything away from someone who's done artistry, like with Crushed 3D, which is webtoons. The artistry in that's amazing. Like the artwork in that is so good. And I wouldn't want to take away from something like that with AI. However, having said that, there is a lot on there that are using AI, but they're very strictly saying, I've written the story. I've told AI what to create. And this goes back to what we were saying that other time as well, is that you need to be able to tell AI what to create. You can't just, AI doesn't just create it. Ooh, magic. You have to, you have to have the creativity to tell it exactly what to do to get what you need.
So,
and as long as you're marking it as AI generated, like it's people are doing it and it's fine. So, which is great.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I've got, like I just pulled up an example because, this is a great one. Whereas I have literally a 2-line exchange between two characters, which is not in the books and there's no place for it. But God, it would be very cute to see just a single panel, like frame of it.
Yeah.
And it's Eli and Felix.
Mm-hmm.
And Felix going, you have buns of steel.
Yeah.
And Eli just like, those are my knees.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. But
and that single like, panel.
That's all, just a single panel.
A mug. Like, and that's
exactly. It
becomes merchandise. It could be that image, you know, you put it on social media or you put it on, you know, merchandise or whatever.
Exactly.
Or you take that and then you create a story from it. Like there's so many opportunities and options. And that's what I think's very cool about the whole transmedia concept. And like if you look all for the game, I know. But that's what she did with Tumblr as well. That was a transmedia project. She made that Tumblr thing that had a lot of story that's not actually in there. And then fan fiction, even though it's written by somebody else, that's a transmedia thing as well. And the beautiful thing about transmedia is because it's telling different stories, it's actually new entry points into the world, which means it increases your, you know, ability to connect with different types of audience and bring them into the world, which is amazing for the M word.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Actually comes back to. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I've got like just, you know, single panels that it's just an image and there's no context and it's not part of a scene that I've written. But like, you know, someone, let's say, you know, mentioned like, you know, like D&D characters reading self-help books.
Yeah.
I'm like, lol. And I generated like an image of Eli just sitting there reading a self-help book. I'm like, this has nothing to do with anything, but I want to share it.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah. It, yeah.
And then see what you can do with that too is take it to the next level and have them like for me, I can have one of my characters reading one of my fucking nonfiction books.
Yeah, there's no reason you couldn't just like get a bit of Photoshop going on and
oh god. Yeah, see Danny's sitting there reading
change the cover. Oh my god. That would be so cute.
Right?
Or that's or cross marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I mean that's not totally obviously transmedia because it's going without outside of the world, but it's still fucking, you know, trans marketing.
Yeah. Maybe. Trans marketing.
That on a t-shirt all on its own with a anyway.
So many things.
I'm for sale, trans marketing. Anyway. Okay, so what we want to do is kind of work out what are some things that we could do? And for me, I would like it within a very defined 3x3. Like that thing works for me. So three potential things or whatnot that that I could do and focus on. And I have the habit, problem, whatever you want to call it, having too many ideas. I mean, you know this. We both have. Too many ideas, so many ideas, and they're all fantastic that none of them happen. I don't want to do that. I just want to have these three. Just do these three and start with one. Just do this one. Once I've done that one, then I do the next one. That's the plan. That's what I want to do. And then, like you were saying as well, that you want to make some decisions like along those lines for yourself as well, yeah?
Yeah, so and it's definitely in that vein of being specific about what I want rather than, like, I can do everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I shouldn't. and it's not ended well previously.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
There are many reasons to not do that. You know, and that's been this year's learning curve and last year's learning curve, but definitely –
It is so hard, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just be like for us, neurodivergence, right? Yeah. It is so hard. You'll get it out there. I know. Going, I'm going to do this one thing. Like, there's hyper-focus, but then there's also forced focus, and I can't do the fucking forced focus.
Yeah, no.
Right. Just no. This one thing. Like, but all this other stuff that needs to be done.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. So mine came about with the discussion with my writing mentor.
Yes.
Where, you know, like, I'm working on Defiant Blade to the point where he's literally like, so what is your proposed release date and what is your strategy? And ouch. I'm like,
ouch.
You know, all these things that I'm like, I have so many options. And yeah. I always, like, I explained to him, I get stuck on what is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Which one is the best idea? What's the right thing?
What am I
like, you know what?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Like, just decide on one and do that. And then if it's no good, then change.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, you got barred from doing pre-sales.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that.
Exactly.
And I know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ah, that's why I do pre-sales, because I don't trust myself. Yeah. To not do that. I mean, I don't trust myself to do it. I can have all intents and intentions and be like, it will be done, but not.
Yeah, in practice it goes awry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had so many times where that we've proven that to ourselves that's very hard not to think that we'll do it again.
Yeah. Exactly. The only proof of concept I have is not great. So how do we mitigate that damage?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it too. I think in answer to that question, how to mitigate that damage, number one, by not caring, but the problem is where's that line? Caring and not caring. Like, caring enough about your stuff and getting it done and not caring about the consequences and the outcome, but there's got to be a line, because if you don't care at all, like, there's no motivation, like, there's nothing to target, like, there's just, you know what I'm saying? My brain's getting very fucking warped with a lot of words coming right now.
Yeah. No, I do vibe. I find it extremely difficult not to care, and I don't know if it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because it would be a forced thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just not good.
That's just another thing of doing what you're supposed to do, you know. What's the thing? The books, the not giving a fuck books, those ones.
Yeah,
they're like, don't give a fuck. It's like, okay, I'll now do what you.
Guide to not giving a fuck. Yeah. Okay. This is how you succeed. Okay.
I'm not giving a fuck. Let's do that one then, and then it still doesn't work. Sure. It's like, I don't know. So. For me, like, I like that I've got, I'm kind of getting clarity on where I give a fuck and where I don't give a fuck. And I don't give a fuck in regard to, like, feedback response and that kind of thing, because I know that shitty feedback is actually saying more about them and that they didn't get the message. And that's cool. They probably shouldn't have read it in the first place, but they did. And thank you. But I'm not going to worry about that. So I feel good about that. About not giving a fuck about, you know, the bad feedback, put it that way, or the stuff that's like, dude, you just know. But I want to care. I still want to give a fuck and have passion around what I'm producing and what I'm creating. And I think that's
what
I'm trying to define for myself personally.
Yeah, I really have come more to the conclusion as well that I can't be like Nora.
Yeah.
I can't drop something and walk away from it. And I'm not willing to do that as well. Yeah. Like, I want to have that level of control where I'm like, okay, this is happening. I'm going to do this. Because then at least I am doing something.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like I'm like, well, it's not my fault if it doesn't work, because I had, I was over here.
Yeah.
It's like, no, if I want to make this work, I need to make it work.
So, and it's really interesting, because, like, I can see how 100% how that would be better for you. And for me, I know that actually be like Nora will work for me, at least at the moment. I mean, who knows? This could change in a year's time. We've seen that. For me right now, like what you were just saying was making me get like for me.
Yeah.
Obviously, but for me. Like for me, I want to, like, I'm quite comfortable with dropping it and running because I don't want to see what's going on. I just want to know that I'm out there and, like, let it do its thing. I don't want the control. So it's interesting, but it's also cool because we got to find our thing and what works for us. Mm. And up until, you know, let's say recently still, we were both trying to do the same thing and that's never going to work anyway because you got to find your thing, you got to find my thing. And I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I think it's good.
Yeah.
And that means as well, when we talk about stuff, we can have some, you know, good complimentary conversations
exactly.
And rather than like feel like I'm doing this while I'm doing this. It's like,
yeah, that's it. Instead of being like, we are doing this, it's like, okay, we're going to talk about this and then I'm going to have an outcome from it and you're going to have an outcome from it and they might be completely different and that's fucking so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A good thing to, I guess, acknowledge and a good thing to kind of come to the conclusion of as well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Words are hard.
Definitely.
We definitely words are hard. That one we're going to stick with. We're both going to stay on that one.
Yeah, I don't think there's no getting around that one.
Really need to put that on a fucking t-shirt.
Words are hard. Yeah.
Just that. Just all that. Just don't talk to me. Words are hard. Okay, cool. So what do you want to get to? Like, what do you want to play with, I guess, at this stage?
So my thing is basically I really like the idea and the control over direct sales.
Yep.
I do like that.
Yep.
But also it's a lot of work.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's at a point where it's like, okay, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
I could, but is it a smart idea to start there?
Just to clarify, if anyone needs the clarification, direct sales, we're talking about like when people are paying us directly, like for example, if we put a book on the website, instead of having it go through Amazon and Amazon taking their cut and Amazon, you know, doing the work, is they would come straight to the website. They would like buy it directly from us. Yeah, just
yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, definitely. And one doesn't mean I can't do the other or both at the same time.
Exactly.
I want to do direct sales.
Yep.
Because I get more money. Because I have more control. Mm-hmm. But I think that I'm leaning towards the idea that it's smarter.
Yep.
For me to start easy.
Yeah.
Like I can't. I mean, yeah, there's no reason that I can't be like, do that. And then, and then down the track, I'll change.
Exactly. Well, I mean, or add, because you can, and because that's my plan down the track. I will have direct sales. But for now it's like, just I deal with that shit. Like there's too much. Yeah. But direct sales, like if you're, okay, this is just opinion. I feel like, If you're in a position where you can focus on it full time, direct sales is the way to go. Sure.
Yeah, that's pretty good definition point.
Yeah. But until you're like actually working full time for yourself, and I don't even count myself in that. Like, I work full time for myself, but the amount of time that I'm spending on blogs and things like that, trying to fucking actually make money, I don't have time to do direct sales.
Yeah.
I feel like also you need to kind of have I feel like for me, I need to have some kind of audience already there for direct sales to be of value for me. Because you've still got to, that's the problem with direct sales is if you're doing direct sales, you've got to do all the marketing. Like,
yeah, and that's what you think about it is you've got to direct them to the sales.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've got to bring the people to it.
Yeah.
You definitely can't do a Nora on no, that. No. Like, you can't just go, I did a book, it's fine.
You cannot nor a direct sales.
No. Certainly not.
But direct sales, fuck yeah. It's an amazing goal. It's like a fantastic thing to work towards. And if you're in a position where you can, you know, chip away at it and like, you know, just say you spent an hour a week working on setting up a website and getting that set up. The good thing is once it's set up, you're good. Then it becomes
better.
But it's finding the time to get it set up in the first place. Well, it's not passive because you've still got to do the marketing of like getting it out there, but actually having the infrastructure in place isn't the thing that takes the time and effort.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could always set it up now and then, you know, direct people as, you know, if you found like going through this transmedia, which is one of the reasons I want to look at transmedia, is going through these transmedia avenues and giving people other entry points and then directing them back to your direct sales. You know, fantastic. But that's the marketing aspect anyway. Or one of
them.
So that's, I take it back then. Because, I mean, if we're looking at doing that now, maybe. Yeah, and take it back. You don't need to be full-time and, like, to do direct sales. I just think you need to have the mental and time availability based on whatever your situation is. There we go. That's a better way of saying it.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot.
Mm. It's a lot.
To set it up, to commit to it, to continue doing it.
Exactly. It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like
exactly.
Where it is very passive. You can just put it on there and walk away. Like, you can go and do your Amazon ads and shit like that, but you can just throw it on Amazon and walk away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can certainly do that.
Then again, having said that, I keep questioning myself on everything I say. Even saying that, I mean, it's not like Amazon finds the readers for you. Yeah, it happens to be on a platform where there's a lot of books, but there's a lot of shit books and you do get lost. So maybe that's not actually the best way to be looking at it. Huh. Thoughts?
Yes, you are having them. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, like if I could just, you know, like my writing mentor is like, you know, what's the goal?
Yeah.
Is it just to be published?
Mm.
Okay, we'll just put stuff up on a blog.
Yeah.
Fun, you're published.
Yep.
Like, cool. Tick that off your bucket list, I guess.
Mm.
It's like, is it to make money and be a writer and have an ongoing thing? Yeah, okay. Then you need to actually have a strategy.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. Yes, I don't want to just publish stuff on, you know, set up a blog and publish my books and go, there you go.
Mm.
No, I want this to be what I am.
Yeah. Okay. So did your mentor give you any suggestions, guidelines, anything to
help
direct you?
So basically like either or, like whatever, direct sales or, you know, I guess the more standard channels like Amazon, and I'm just gonna say Amazon is shorthand for like all of the online platforms.
Yeah, so direct or digital, that is.
Yeah, basically
direct. I mean, direct is still digital, but you know, yeah, direct versus digital.
Yes,
we know what we mean. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Through an external from the platform, external provider, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obviously, internal direct sales is a lot more work.
Yes.
And
but
there are benefits. Reward.
Yeah, high risk.
Yeah. High reward. Yeah, or and not even high risk, just high energy requirement, like just high input needed for the output.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, it's easy to publish on Amazon. We know that. It's easy to publish on all the sites. That part's low.
Hang on a second, though. All right. My brain is really fucking doing a number on me today. Like, I don't know
who
there is taking control, but they are fucking calling me out on everything I'm saying.
Okay.
So, okay, here's the thing. Direct, high, you know, energy and effort versus external high energy and effort. However, what is the energy input of writing, editing, and getting that book ready to publish as opposed to the marketing aspect. Yes, the marketing aspect is ongoing, but if we look at it, I'm just like, but either way, you're writing, editing, and preparing a fucking book. Like, I just had to stop myself when I had that thought.
That's okay. Yeah. See, my brain's like, yeah, that's the easy part.
It is the easy part. But it's also the big part. It's also the energy part. And like, that's, is it, okay, fucking hell, man. All right. Is it that we are assigning high energy to something that we just simply are not used to? And therefore cannot say it's the easy part. Because writing's the easy part, even though there's a lot of energy and time that goes into it, it's the easy part because we know what we're doing. So is it only...
I'm being called out on my... Like,
okay.
Please.
That's a chance to have some...
Can I play that when I got into a Switch game with the guy called Draga?
Later, when I finish recording Draga. The podcast, can you do that? Don't eat all the Biscoff.
Biscoff. Is it Biscoff biscuits or Biscoff?
I won't. It is a jar and he just walked in with a spoon full of it.
Shit.
And I don't know how much he's had already.
Yeah, wasn't that the thing like where he ate like half a jar? Like
if it's not, it will be.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, not my fault. I didn't pay for it. I didn't buy it.
If you get sick, it's your own. God. But it is fucking delicious. I'm not going to lie. That stuff is
amazing.
Like, I've bought it once and I will not buy it again simply because it is so good. I will eat the whole fucking jar. So,
I did not enjoy it. Really? Just then when he brought, literally just the smell of it just then when he walked in.
Oh, man.
I did not enjoy that.
I wish I had that experience. Because if I see that shit on, like, Heap Special, I don't know that I
Yeah.
Can. I would never pay for it. It's ridiculous, but.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
No, I wish I did.
I'll take whatever is causing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like some of that, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah, so.
Yes.
So high effort, like is it
simple? So is the marketing stuff presumed high effort?
Is it
with no proof?
Oh my God, I tell you, I keep getting called out. We're gonna have to do another fucking podcast on this.
Oh yeah.
I keep getting called out and you're never gonna get a chance to speak.
I'll allow it.
Oh fuck. Okay. Is it like editing?
The E word.
Biting my knuckle. Is it like editing where...
So the E...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, right? You feeling the comparison?
So editing, for me, is only bearable because of tools.
Yeah. That's... Yeah.
That have only recently, you know, come into play.
Mm-hmm.
My...
And for me, therapy.
Yeah.
Which is tools.
That's what this is, isn't it?
It's tools. Yeah.
My problem with the big M word is that it's akin to social media.
Yep.
And it's a lot of unlearning the shoulds.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So, you know, you should be building relationships with readers. You should
And that's
be...
a lot of work for someone who's neurodivergent, introverted.
I don't keep social media relationships with like people I'm related to.
Yeah.
So let alone having to entertain strangers.
Right.
And warm them to the point of buying my books.
Yeah. We can do this. We do this.
My throat doesn't feel good.
What?
My throat doesn't
feel good because you're eating Biscoff. Give me the jar, please. Bring me the jar.
Okay.
How many spoonfuls have you had?
All of them.
You don't remember you've had so many. Okay, bring me the jar, please. Bring me the jar.
It's sore. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. This is fine.
Yeah, give it a couple of hours and he'll be saying his stomach doesn't feel good.
I was expecting that.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
It
does. How much was in there when you started?
All of it.
A little bit?
All of it.
All of it?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All of it.
Now it's empty. It's in the bottom of the jar. Oh.
And now we
thank you.
The jar of Biscoff.
One jar of Biscoff later.
Holy shit. Hey, yeah, enjoy that later. That's gonna be fun. Like going through the system, that cannot be a good thing in a body that's small.
Nope. Yeah, and definitely not one that's so talkative when he's sitting on the damn toilet. So. Expect big, deep, and meaningfuls later on.
You'll know. You'll be, oh, there's the Biscoff.
Yep. Biscoff, Biscout.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. So this is why I can't maintain social media things and, like, that relationship building, because I would just ramble on about crap.
Yeah.
And also I don't know strangers like that, and I don't want strangers to know me like that.
But here's the thing, like, now my people are calling you out as well, because they are calling me out at the same time. Don't worry.
Same.
We're doing this, and I know it's only a few people. Hi, Chloe. Hi, Emma. I know it's only a few people, but, and it's really just you and me chatting and, like, we work shit out, but we've been very personal. Like, we've shared a lot of ourselves on this. So why is this okay? Why can we do this?
I'm making this.
It hurts.
It hurts.
There we go. I heard it hurts. Of course it does.
It hurts a lot.
Yeah.
It does, my darling.
No surprise. Remember that. Can you record that? Play it back to him next time you have a jar of Biscoff in the house.
I will play it for the person that bought the bar of just
that too.
Bingo. Do not do this again.
Yeah, and he's
especially when you want to home to do like, it.
Where's the Biscoff?
Yeah, no.
Child.
Now I have an open jar of Biscoff sitting next to me, and it's repulsive. So I just am noping it. I just have out of sight because, like, no.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyway. So I started and failed many times with doing social media accounts for the writing.
Yeah.
And it's the same as everything. I get X amount in and then stop.
Yep. Also, like the Character Collective Facebook page, like, literally, what do I post on there? The podcast preview peak, if I remember, the podcast, if I remember, and most of the time I don't remember.
Yeah. and I'm just like, it's not going to happen. So it's like, okay, what's, but that's on the back of, like, the shoulds, like, this is what you should do. This is the relationship building and marketing that you should be doing.
Yeah.
But what we did this week is literally pulled up Facebook and, you know, some quite, you know, successful and popular authors.
Yeah.
And looked at actually what are their posts.
Okay.
It's all advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that makes
sense. That's not bad anymore.
It's, yeah.
You don't have to, you know, airports build a relationship and so be like, not- hey, I did this on my weekend. Like, some people do that and they're very comfortable doing that and they enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
But a lot of them that I was looking at, and I literally went into, like, ChatGPT and I was like, show me other examples of, you know, writers like these ones whose Facebook accounts, you know, they have very regular posting and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it gave me a whole list. And so now, you know, I went and I had a look and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's none of it is like you obviously you see the person's personality in it, but none of it is personal posting.
Huh.
It is all like, hey, here's a new cover, here's a link to it. You know, hey, here's the picture of these people, here's a link to it.
So it's like, all more ads. Like Patreon, but on Facebook now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, and from what I observed, a lot of them have, like, you know, hey, join my personal beta group or whatever.
Yeah.
That's where they will have, like, the one-on-one discussions with people.
Huh. Okay.
They don't have discussions in the page chats.
Yeah.
They just post these things.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We're going to call this part one.
Yes.
Because we do need to continue.
Yeah.
And this has less than 1 minute, so I'm going to end.
Okay.
Say bye now and then go deal with Charlie. Okay, bye.
Say bye. Bye.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, Kai.
Bye. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us now. If you have any questions, suggestions, feedback, fan art, any of that deliciousness, email us at character.collective.podcast@gmail.com or message us directly via Anchor. Reminder, our new episodes are out every Wednesday, so like, follow, subscribe, and share. Click for notifications. And also, go to Medium and check out the Character Collective publication for a little sneak peek every Monday. So we'll meet you back here next Wednesday. Until then, check out the episode description for links to our social media, our websites, all those bits and pieces, and most importantly, links to our book so that you can go and read some really awesome stuff. And let us know what you think. Unless you hate them, in which case, just shh.